Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another coverage episode of Comic Chronicle. I'm your host, as always, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan himself, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we got a biggie on our hands here. We have a big one. We're going to need a bigger boat. We are covering Vertigo's Fables comic series, created by Bill Willingham and Lan Medina. I hope I pronounced that one right, but that's who it was created by, guys, of course. Now, Vertigo puts out some really kind of dark adult books. Like, they are adult when they come to comic books, ladies and gents. They are dark. But I just wanted to say, I wanted to cover Fables because it is one fantastic, magnifique storyline and series. They have many great storylines in it. Almost all of them are great. The series itself is just fantastic. Lots and lots and lots of books because, get this. This is the publication date and then to where it ended. Okay, it was published in July 2002 all the way to July 2015. So yeah, that's a few volumes. Just a few. But you're probably wondering, what the fuck is it about? Like, come on, get to the juicy part, man. Get to that nice meat on that steak right there. So, all right, we're on the fat. We're going to get to the meat, juiciness of what you're looking for. Now, synopsis of this, of Fables, whatnot, the series. So imagine this. I want you to picture this, because this is a dark, but also set in realistic world, in a way, book. All the characters that you grew up knowing, all the various, and because there's a lot, let me tell you, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, all the various hundreds of characters that from folklore and fairy tales that you know, including Disney, are real. And they were forced out of their world by a force called an evil kind of dictator, whatnot, called the Adversary, who murdered most of their friends and conquered their world and killed, raped, because there's a lot of sex in these books. Ooh, there's a lot. Killed, raped, conquered a lot of shit, basically the world, and forced them to come to our world because he conquered all their realm and whatnot. So they live in a secret community in New York City known as Fabletown and have done it for hundreds of years, and their stories are what keep them alive. They obviously called themselves Fables. And not hundreds of years, I would say, they've been alive. Because some of those stories are pretty old. Thousands of years they've lived among us. Thousands. Could you imagine living through humanity thousands of years after doing all that shit? Like fighting war against goblins and shit. And losing your home and everything. And you're immortal, really. Because your story, the magic, they can still die. Do not get me wrong. Fables can die. Trust me, they can die. But it's tougher to kill some of them. Even if they get a headshot wound, they might miraculously survive. Because the story with what they call Mundies, basically us humans, unless you're a fable listening to us, in which case I love you, contact me on Twitter, moving on, they keeps them alive, keeps them looking young, such as Pinocchio. He doesn't really age, he's still a boy, so hire some hookers and does crack, or does some drugs, to say the least. So the ones, obviously there's fables who cannot look human, like a dragon, or like the hare and the mouse, or like there maybe is a fairy or something like that. They don't look human. They do is they use a thing called glamours, and the witches and whatnot that live in Fabletown in the main government building that they have, which still looks like an apartment office building to us Mundies, which it is. It's just magic inside, say the least, not going to spoil too much. They use the glamours and whatnot to look human. The ones who cannot afford it or don't look human or who don't wish to live in there, they live in a place called The Farm in upstate New York. And there's some that just go off on their own, do their own thing, but they're followed by the main characters and whatnot. So that gives us into our next little tidbit of this. The main characters. Now there are many, 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 many great characters. And some of them are new characters who become main characters in a storyline. Some main characters go away and come back later. A whole lot of crazy, crazy shit, guys. But here's the very, very, very tippity-top. Especially in the very beginning of the series and whatnot. Of those characters. First up, we have Bigby Wolf. He's the sheriff to Fabletown, and he tries to keep all the fables safe and more, and basically keep an eye on the ones that don't live in Fabletown, and keep an eye on the portals and whatnot to go on, even though they try to remain closed, and does a lot of stuff. And if like a murder of a fable happens or some shit, then he's usually on the case. He's named Bigby Wolf because he's actually the big bad wolf just using a glamour. Now, his glamour is very interesting because he'll look like a human. He just smokes a lot. And then he has, like, a wolfman-looking face. And then he has the one where he's, like, I think I want to say probably 9 foot tall, big-ass, black, yellow-eyed wolf. So he is the big bad wolf, as you know, from the storylines, as from Red Riding Hood, The Three Little Pigs, that man. He was once evil, turned good. Because he knows what the fuck's up. A little side note, he actually fought in World War II and against the Nazis. Very interesting side story on Fables, might I add. Now, next up we have Snow White, the mayor's assistant, and really she's the real mayor when it comes to it, to King Cole, plus one of the many ex-wives of Prince Charming, who is the ultimate definition of a fuckboy. Literally the definition of a fuckboy. Next up we have Rose Red, sister to Snow White, and also ex of Prince Charming, and she runs the farm full of the non-human fables land in upstate New York. Next up we have Boy Blue. He is a boy war hero of the homelands, which is what they call the old home, the old realms and whatnot, the homelands. And he may not look like, because he looks like a 15-year-old kid, maybe older. And he's also the office clerk to Snow White, and turns out to be and also do so much more. Like, there's so much to these characters, it is ridiculous. Ridiculous! Now, out of the series rating, for the regular Fable series, because we're going to get to that in a minute, 5 out of 5. 10 out of 10. You don't know what to expect. It's mine, especially, it is the top comic book series of all time, and my top 5 series of all time I've ever read. It's super dark, gory, edge of your seat storyline. And people are like, it says gory. You're like, no, it's edge of your seat, plot-twisting story that leaves you begging for more. And you think you know what's going to happen. Like, oh, classic thing of a story. No. You never know what's going to happen. It basically mind blows you away, especially when some fables show up. You're like, holy shit, never would imagine that. Like, they do adult jobs. The characters do adult jobs. Like, in one version, in a different part of the stories, whatnot. Ariel, the Little Mermaid, she's a stripper. The Ford rent and whatnot. Some are drug dealers. Some pimps. Some just try to survive. Some do some pretty damn bad things. Some are con artists, like Prince Charming and such. And also Jack. We'll get to him later. So, it's definitely an adult book because there is nudity, there is a lot of blood, there is a lot of cuss words, there's a lot of sex, there's a lot of somewhat bestophilia with some of the characters. Not going to get into that right now. But yeah, it's not a series you expect. It takes something from kids, made it exclusively for adults. Now, Fables lasted a long time, and there's a lot of spin-off series with it. Now, I'm going to give you some of them. They're going to have details and whatnot, but there's so many, I can't give you details on all of them. First up, we have Fairest. It follows some Fables princesses stories into the homelands, so don't expect the same stories you hear from Disney or some shit. Not that. Throw that out the window. Next up, we have Jack of Fables. It follows Jack Horner. He's actually kind of a big character. He does his own thing, though, for a while and whatnot, but he's actually probably a pretty big character. And yes, that is the man who climbed a beanstalk and clashed with the knights and whatnot. Giants and whatnot. But he was exiled from Fabletown due to issues and whatnot, and he just wanted to leave too. So that follows him and his adventures. And then next up we have 1001 Nights of Snowfall. Then we also have Cinderella. And then next up we have Fables, Werewolves of the Heartland, The Literals, Peter and Max of Fables novel, Fables, the video game, A Wolf Among Us, Prose Stories, and Ever After, which is a current ongoing series, I believe, from the pages of Fables. And then, in the media-wise going on right now, like I mentioned before, the game, a little segue into that one, if you will, Telltale Games, the games where it's a story game where you choose what your character says and the actions and whatnot, and it furthers the plot of the story. It's not a shooter or anything like that. It furthers the plot, and the game is based around your decisions. Very neat concept. They do a lot of games. They do Game of Thrones. They do Walking Dead. They've done a recent Batman one, which is amazing, by the way. We'll cover that one later. So it is called Fables: The Wolf Among Us, and it's a prequel, as you will, to the Fables books, the main Fables book, like issue number one. It's a prequel to issue number one. So very great story too. And no matter what choices you make, you're gonna be doing a really good time. And don't be asshole Bigby, because you play as Bigby Wolf through a murder and whatnot. I mean, obviously it's a murder because a Fable's head is decapitated and left on the front of the government building. Yeah. Yeah. But next up we have the movie. There's supposedly a movie in development. A while back they said there was a movie, there's a director and whatnot, but there's been no news on it for a very, 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 very long time. And the TV show, which would have been great, but I think Netflix would probably do a better job on that, but we'll do, like, why there should be Fables and whatnot. Okay, this is actually it. There should be a Fables TV show. If you read the books, and if you know the books, Fables should have its own TV show or movie or something, or TV movie, something like that. There's so many stories to possibly do. Fucking, you could do it on The Wolf Among Us if you want to do a prequel and whatnot. If you really want to. There's so many. You have 10 years worth of stories, and then, like, you have also side stories to work with, too. But a TV show almost happened multiple times. So we can get over this part. TV shows almost happened multiple times, but the television stations that were going to do it, that greenlit it, they decided to use the same sort of concept, but go with a way lighter tone and have some things change slightly. And I think other than Once Upon a Time, all those have been colossal failures, and I heard that Once Upon a Time is an okay show anyway. So, and if you're a fan of Once Upon a Time, deeply apologize, but that's all I've been hearing. I don't watch it myself, so I wouldn't know. So, now I'm not really going to watch it because I replaced fucking Fables, assholes. But it's one of those things that should happen. I don't know if there's any petitions or not out there for it, but we need to get word out there, ladies and gentlemen. Get word out there as much as you can about a Fables movie and whatnot on TV show. Someone's going to listen. We live in the world of communication and multimedia. Someone can listen on it. We need to get this thing. We have one video game, and that video game left off on a fucking cliffhanger, of course. So, come on, guys and gals. We got to work on this here. We got to do something with Fables. It's a gold mine of untapped potential. It's untapped potential is really all it is. So, hopefully you guys like this little cover of Fables and whatnot. And if you guys have any other recommendations and whatnot, go ahead and send them to, or any good or bad reviews of this issue, or whichever you want to do, go ahead and send them to @DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. I'll be happy to look at them and read them and maybe comment on them or flick them off through my phone if they're really, really negative. I don't give a shit, though. Other than that, I won't do nothing. Sorry. Don't play the rage game here. And if you guys have any questions, why not go ahead and send it to me or any other things you want me to cover. Happy to listen to you folks. I'm here because of you. And as always, please subscribe on iTunes and whatnot. Gives us more to do. And it's nice to have a following and whatnot, and then we could do great stuff. Maybe go to Comic-Con. Maybe do a bunch of live stuff. All based on you, ladies and gents. And then also remember, keep pushing for Fables. We got to get more Fables out there. Everyone who's read the books, or at least has read a little bit of the books, will definitely agree with that. And ask around. Go to your local comic book shop, which I recommend you do anyway. Go there. Ask about Fables. And they'll probably be like, holy shit, yeah, this needs to be something. Because it is crazy, crazy good. And you'll be reading books for a while on it, let me tell you. So, alrighty, ladies and gents. I'm probably going to go read some more Fables now. Because it is making me want to read more of it. And Bigby Wolf is awesome. But expect the unexpected with this series of coverage and whatnot. Just expect the unexpected. So, alrighty, ladies and gents. Stay classy, Fable Town.